ice rinks are expensive to run, especially when it's hot outside. So when the town of Stowe learned a major user of the Stowe Arena was leaving town, one of the first questions became whether it should have ice next summer. But as VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes reports, some local skaters are rallying for summer ice.
Inside Stowe Arena, teenage girls decked out in full pads, helmets, and skates are battling for a hockey puck, hoping to get their team on the scoreboard. Parents are cheering from the stands, and the excitement is palpable. This Labor Day tournament is being hosted by the North American Hockey Academy at Naha's home rink. But the event is bittersweet in Stowe. It comes just weeks after Naha founder Bill Driscoll told the rink he's selling the school and it's leaving town. Since Stowe opened its indoor arena in 2013, Naha has accounted for a significant portion of the arena's income. This past year, Stowe counted on Naha for a quarter of its ice rental revenue. Now, town manager Charles Safford says there are some decisions to make. Among them, whether it makes sense to lay down ice next summer.
I think the goal is to try to make a decision before the end of November so that we know what to book and we also know how to budget, you know, in terms of what best to do. But no decisions in life are forever, right? You got to be willing to evolve and change with the times.
The Town Recreation Commission appointed a task force that's spending this month studying options. And Chairperson Lynn Altadonna says it's leaning toward a recommendation of keeping ice down next summer. Meanwhile, the rink is starting an adult late-night hockey league to sell ice time when the building has traditionally been closed. Still, come summer, the ice is more expensive to maintain, and summer ice is underutilized compared to the winter months. But some local skaters insist it's rife with opportunity. Ian Smith is a former professional hockey player who now runs hockey clinics and camps out of the ice rinks in Stowe and Waterbury. He says there's a market for summer hockey camps, especially in a destination town like Stowe.
There's no time during the season to have a camp, a week-long day camp where kids can come and from 9 to 3 all week to learn power skating. Like, when can we do that during the hockey season?
And Smith isn't the only person attracting skaters onto the ice in the off-season. Naha alumna and Olympic gold medalist Amanda Pelkey also ran camps out of Stowe Arena this summer. Smith says shutting down summer ice in response to a winter academy leaving doesn't make sense.
Naha leaving is a winter space. Summer hockey is another space. And from what I understand, we've got Amanda Pelkey, who's trying to build her brand. An Olympic athlete who's trying to build her brand. Like, I'm an ex-professional athlete trying to build my brand. And then you're talking about closing?
Amanda Pelkey ran 2 week-long camps for girls in Stowe last summer. And she says she's counting on coming back next summer and possibly adding a third camp.
I hope that they don't shut it down because that's where, you know, I plan to continue to do my camps because they went so well. And I'm hoping to potentially add another one as well.
Coach Ian Smith suggests the town hire someone to market the arena and sell ice time rather than limit it. Primetime ice rental brings in over $200 an hour, and even off-peak ice costs upward of $150 an hour.
To fill it, you need advertising. I don't know any business that can't get ahead without advertising. So who's going out and reaching a junior hockey team to fill this space that Naha left?
Looking ahead to the next opportunity is also on town manager Charles Safford's mind.
Anytime, you know, one door closes, another door opens. And so, you know, obviously losing Naha is a loss. We hate to see their departure, but, you know, our eyes are in the front of their head, not the back. So we got to look forward now and see where we go from here.
But there's a big hole to fill if the town decides to make up for lost revenue without cutting expenses. Stowe had budgeted over $70,000 in Naha ice rentals this year, 30% of the rink's total projected ice revenue. For VPR News, I'm Amy Kolb-Noyes.